Christian Voice News, your global link.
Governance expert calls for transparency on Bill Number 7. Government urged to exempt taxes on fuel. And first killings in Morocco since Gen Z protests erupted. Good afternoon with the main news at 13 hours. I am Christabel Kamono. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over government's handling of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, accusing it of sending mixed signals to the public and lacking transparency on its legislative intentions. This comes in the wake of President Hagai Ndehijlema's appointment of a technical committee tasked with broadening consultations on the Constitution Amendment, a process many believe will include Bill 7. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and SACA today, Mr. Mianda said the government should not have made pronouncements suggesting that it had no immediate plans to reintroduce Constitution Bill No. 7, especially when internal actions show otherwise. It would have been more honest for the government to simply acknowledge that the bill is on its way rather than attempt to downplay or delay public discourse around it, said Mr. Mianda. He has further urged government to come out clear on the matter, especially with the introduction of the technical committee.
Bill 7 actually is on its way back to Parliament, looking at the establishment of the technical committee by the President. And now what we are demanding from the government is a clear-cut statement that Bill 7 is on its way, so that we know how to handle it. Because, you know, if wider consultations are being done, the issue on the table is that Bill 7 actually is actually showing up. Bill 7 is coming through, and this is where now we need to look at these consultations people are talking about.
Political analyst Nia Simotani has called on political parties in the country to rise above internal disputes and focus on being the voice of the people by offering practical solutions to the pressing challenges facing citizens. Dr. Simotani has expressed concern over growing political wrangles within some parties, warning that such divisions are distracting from the real issues affecting the population. Speaking in a statement, Dr. Simotani emphasized that what Zambians want are answers to the high cost of living, long hours of electricity load shedding, and other socio-economic hardships, and not endless infighting. The people are going through difficult times. They expect political parties to speak for them, to echo their struggles, and provide viable alternatives to the current challenges, said Dr. Simotani. He further noted that while it is not wrong for opposition parties to support the ruling party on national matters, it is equally important that they do not abandon their duty to hold the government accountable. Dr. Simotani has urged political parties to use this period to demonstrate that they are capable of leadership by putting the interest of citizens above personal or factual ambitions. Financial analyst Naila Kopakopa has urged government to reduce or exempt taxes on fuel as a strategy to help revive the economy, lower the cost of doing business, and encourage greater participation in financial markets by entrepreneurs. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Osaka today, Mr. Kopakopa emphasized that fuel is a critical component of economic activity and called for a thorough review of fuel pricing to ensure price stability that supports uninterrupted business operations. Fuel is vital to all sectors of the economy. There is need to investigate the current fuel pricing mechanism to maintain consistent prices that will not disrupt market activity, said Mr. Kopakopa. He noted that households, farmers and industry players have repeatedly appealed to the government to reconsider its stance and reinstate fuel tax exemptions, arguing that doing so would help address the economic imbalance and reduce the high cost of living. Mr. Kopakopa further urged the government to prioritize resolving the energy crisis by stabilizing fuel pump prices and highlighted the importance of channeling investment into business programs with tangible social benefits, particularly in healthcare, education, and social protection to better support vulnerable communities.
They want to manage the variables that are causing inflation. The variables that are causing inflation is the exchange rate and the cost of energy. So the cost of energy, they do not want to subsidize. Okay, they don't want to subsidize the fuel, but what you can do is exempt the fuel from taxes. Once you do that, the cost of doing business is going to come down. They want to bring inflation to 6%, but they're not telling us how. They're neglecting the variables that are driving inflation up.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has disposed of various illicitly locally brewed alcohol that was recently confiscated from various locations within the industrial area and the Central Business District, CBD. The alcohol was confiscated during a joint operation conducted by Council Police and the State Police in accordance with the laws of Zambia. In a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka Today, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba said a locally brewed beverage known as Kuchesu was among the confiscated items. Ms. Mwamba has appealed to the public to desist from the illegal sale of alcohol, particularly within the CBD. All individuals found in violation of the law will face consequences, as stipulated under the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011, said Ms. Mwamba. She has affirmed the local authority's commitment to conduct regular and comprehensive inspections to ensure a well-regulated and compliant liquor industry.
The Lusaka City Council has officially disposed of the assorted illicit locally brewed alcohol that was recently confiscated. The seized alcohol included kachasu, a locally brewed illicit beverage which was confiscated from various locations within the industrial area and the Central Business District. The Lusaka City Council will continue to conduct regular and comprehensive inspections to ensure a well-regulated and compliant liquor industry in the city.
We now join Chela Silomba with the latest on the money markets.
Good afternoon to all our listeners from your number one radio station, Abdishina Business Side on a Friday. Quickly into stock markets, I'm looking at the Lusaka Stock Exchange doing very well, 25300.8046519, Dow Jones 9487. That is London Stock Exchange and Techno. I've seen a lot of activities, minimal here and there. The other day, remember, we had Chilanga Cement almost $2 million changing hands. Must have been on a Tuesday. So to all that, I can say, learn to participate on Lusaka Stock Exchange. You invest in that apart from your bonds and T-bills with changes coming up next year. On the commodity side, 514 is a wheat 420, that is a corn 6293. I've seen that goes to our very own cocoa dropping there, and soybeans on $10.21 a ton. Gold lovers 3864.60 an ounce, and I've seen copper sages $10,589 a ton, and 15.415, that is nickel. If you're driving, J-Fuel is 60.84, and of course, Brent crude on your driving side, 64.46 a barrel. And vis-a-vis, I'm looking at where the currency is, 1.17, that is a euro, 1.34 pound, 7.12. A strong Chinese one, South African rand absolutely strong, 17.23, and of course 88.78 Indian rupee. Our kwacha, believe it or not, kwacha is strong. It's just a strong currency. I have to get my heart off it, and of course thumbs up, I would say, to the central bank team that is working on that. Kwacha held on 24. Stanbic Bank yesterday, they brought it down to 23.46. 24.6 buy and selling at 24 flat, and then APSA moves in and swipes them, okay, and brings it down to 23.99 sell. And when the evenings are, Stanbic Bank tries to bring it up to 24.10, APSA refuses, knocks it down there. So there's a competition where currency is concerned. They're not even making 2%. So that tax obligation on 10 over of 2% taxation, I think ZRA has to look at it. It doesn't work. It wouldn't work because banks are making a 0.2%. Now, point to where the bureaus are making a 0.15%. So the 2% that's what's supposed to be in the market in terms of retains on the currency sales is not there. So that tax beat has to be sorted out. Enjoy your lunch as we observe where currency is concerned, a strong quarter. As I'm talking to you, believe it or not, is 23.47, and APSA has refused to go further than that. They're sticking in 23.99. Enjoy your entire lunch and the weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update.